Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers as we look forward to 2025. You know, the last few months in 2024 have actually been a pretty decent spot for us in the dairy industry when it comes to the margin between milk and feed. We've seen steady increases in the margin between milk and feed prices over the last few months. And in fact, in October and September, we reached levels that we actually have not seen since 2005. You know, as you think about that, that's nearly 20 years ago that we saw these sorts of levels. Now, it's a combination of changes in milk price as well as changes in feed prices. So as we look forward to 2025, where do we think this margin will head? Well, I think most of our economists have indicated that we should see fairly decent milk prices through at least the first half of 2025, and we don't expect great changes in feed prices during that time. So if these two things hold steady, then that means that that margin should stay up around I3, which is really excellent in our industry. That should help with our cash flow issues, keeping in mind that for the previous 3 years, we saw levels that did not reach 2. So it should help us a lot when it comes to paying bills and getting ahead on a few things. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, seeing some bright spots in our future in 2025 when it comes to milk and feed prices.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.